All right, guys, a very, very important introduction here to Reis HaMechino. If we understand the introduction, we'll be able to go through the Siman very swiftly and understand the different pratim. It'll answer a lot of the questions that a lot of people are asking during the week on the Siman. What is the Chiyuv of... Guys, please, please. What is the Chiyuv of Hadlakas Neris? So number one, as we saw in last Siman and Reis HaMechino, we're talking about Kavod Shabbos. Hadlakas Neris also has a name in Kavod Shabbos. This is the one thing of Kavod Shabbos that Chazal were talking a bracha on. Chazal were talking a bracha on. Now, when and who is Chayev in Hadlakas Neris? So, one thing is that each person, each of them, bein woman, bein men, all have a Chiyuv, Chovas HaGuf. They have a chalas aguf just like any other mitzvah to light Ner Shabbos. Okay? You have a mitzvah of tzitzis, you have a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. You have a mitzvah of shofar, you have a mitzvah of lakas Ner Shabbos. It's not just a mitzvah for a woman. It's equally a mitzvah for a man and a woman, the mitzvah itself. In terms of who's going to light, we'll see who has preference in a minute. But one thing is that you have a chalas aguf. Another thing is, there's an Indian kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos sounds like Rashi. In Shabbos, and this is what we'll understand, is the Kavod Shabbos Shabbos, is that it's Kavod Shabbos to have Neros lit by the Suda. By the Suda, there should be Neros lit. That's Kavod Shabbos. Just like many other mitzvahs that we do, we light candles for. There's an Indian by Suda's Purim to have Neros lit. Neros. There's an Indian by Bris Mila to have Neros lit. Okay? Many other mitzvahs we have Neros lit. And it's not really adding too much light to it, and Purim Suda to be during the day. Bris Mila is during the day. But still, there's still an Indian Kavod that there's light, that there's candles lit for it. So too, there's an Indian Kavod Shabbos that there's candles lit near the Suda Shabbos. And there's a third Indian of Onig Shabbos. Onig Shabbos is the same thing as Sholem Bayis. Onig Shabbos is the name of Sholem Bayis. So you see over here, what is the Sholem Bayis? That you shouldn't come to trip over Eitzim Avonim. You shouldn't come to trip over here tonight. Therefore, there's an Indian that you should have light in every room of the house. Anywhere you're going to go on Shabbos, there should be light so you don't come to trip. That's an Indian. Onik Shabbos or Shalom Bayis, they go hand in hand. Whenever you see Onik Shabbos, means Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis means Onik Shabbos. They should have light wherever you are. It's not. I don't know how many people have sat in a pitch dark room, but a pitch dark room is not too much fun. Therefore, we have a Chovas Aguf. We have Kavod Shabbos, and we have Onig Shabbos. Therefore, anytime the Mishnah Berurah mentions that you have to have light in the room, you're lighting because you have to have light in the room, or Shelo Yikashel Be'etzim Avanim, he's talking about this Onig Shabbos business. And once you have light in the room, regardless, you don't have an Indian of Onik Shabbos anymore. And therefore, nowadays, the Onik Shabbos bit is really sort of thrown out the window. Once we have electricity, we have electric lights, so you have one light in the hallway that could basically bring a little bit of light almost into the whole house. So that is good enough for Onik Shabbos, really kashal beitzim melvanim, as long as you have some light coming into each room, that takes care of the problem of Onik Shabbos. And you would not have a chiyuv of Onik Shabbos in terms of Hadlakas Neris anymore. And therefore, what's left is that really the ikar reason why we light candle Neris Shabbos now is for Kavod Shabbos. It's really for Kavod Shabbos to fulfill our Chovas Aguf, but for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so let's see now the Sifim one by one, and we'll understand more as we go on. Reis Samach Gimel Sifal, Yezar Lasos Nir Yafa. Should be careful to have a nice candle, beautifying the mitzvah. V'yesh mechavin lasos shtei psilos. Even though mi'ikar adin, one candle is enough. Nevertheless, the minhag is to do two. Why? We do shtei psilos over here means two wicks, but the same thing, two candles. Echad kenegad zachar, ve'echad kenegad shomer. One kenegad zachar yom haShabbat, one for shomer yom haShabbat. So, to get these two Indians, we have two candles representing Zachar and Shama. The Ramah adds, V'chon lahosif v'ali gimel odalz neros v'chein nago. One is allowed to light, he's allowed to add three or four neros, and that is also the minog. Oh, you'll ask then what happened to Zachar and Shamar. If you're 83 or 4, it doesn't represent Zachar or Shamar anymore. So we discussed this in Chabura back in Simen Ches, I believe. Back in Simen Ches, this came up, and we see Yesod over here in the Ramah, a very important Yesod, that anytime you have a number representing something, you're allowed to add on to that number. Even if you add on to that number, you do not lose what it represents. So even though you have 3 or 4, since 2 is included in 3 or 4, it still can represent Zachar and Shamar. A woman who forgets one time to light candles, she has to add a candle. You're allowed to, this is the Masil that I just told you a minute ago, you're allowed to add on to a number that is supposed to be Mechuvan for something else, so long as you don't lessen the amount that is Beseder. That's the Masil that I just told you. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Beis, we already mentioned this in Simen Reish Samach Beis, that if one lights candles, Sif Katan Beis, V'ita B'shatz Zochah V'rzalel Levanim Tamidu Chachamim. So be Zochah V'vistav Banim Tamidu Chachamim, Dichtiv Ki Ner Mitzah De Torah Or, Al Yidei Ner Mitzah Shabbos Ba Or De Torah. Through the Ner Mitzah Shabbos comes the light of the Torah. U'lukach Roi Shetispalo Isha Acher, Shetikmar Adlaka V'abracha, after the woman finishes her luck and bracha, she attain la kadosh baruch hu banim zchari mir v'torah, children that are enlightened in the Torah. Rav Berkowitz, who's the Rosh Kol in Yerushalayim, points out that the pashut shot over here that if you're mapping on lakas neiros, you'll be have banim tamid chachamim like this. He says since halakas neiros represents shalom bayis. And if someone is makbid on halakas neiros, therefore it's showing that they're makbid on shalom bayis. And therefore, if someone is makbid on shalom bayis, then he has a household that is an atmosphere that's roy to megadol a child that to be a talmud chacham. That's the pashut b'shat he wants to say in why if someone is makbid on halakas neiros, he's makbid on and he'll be banim talmid chachamim. It's not an Indian schoolie, but it's also an Indian just pashut b'shat. If someone is makbid on their shalom bayis, that is the way to have banim talmid chachamim. How could a woman daven for her children on Friday night? We know the din is you're not allowed to have bakashas on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have bakashas on Shabbos. So how does a woman daven for her children on Friday night? What? Oh, so Rav Neman told me it's not Benish Bashas yet. Number one, she usually lights before that. But also, since it's not really Iker Shabbos, it's not really Shabbos yet, then it's okay. That's one reason if it's mutter. And another thing is, there are those who say that Bakashas, Le'inyan, things that are for Ruchnias, you're also allowed to daven for. Therefore, the minig is Klal Yisrael, that a woman davens, cries, whatever she does for her children, for her husband, on Friday night. So we know there's a minhag that people add a candle for each child. For each child, people have a minhag to add a candle. Not everyone has knowing like this, but some people add a candle. Why is this? So one reason is, like you just said before, ki nir mitzvah Torah, or that Gerd Bankas Neris represents Bunny and Tamidu Chachamim, therefore they add more light for each child. Rav Nevensal, I want to say this is pretty litvish, it's pretty litvish, but that this is the Rav Nevensal's pshat, and it's not only Rav Nevensal's, it's other Achronim want to say this also, and it comes out as a big chiddush. Also, this whole din of lighting an extra candle for a Shabbos really comes out from the Mishnah Berurah that says that the first week that a woman gives birth, she's unable to light candles. And she's unable to light candles. The din we saw before, if a woman doesn't light candles, so she adds a candle for each time. And therefore, since she's missing that week of lighting candles, his chiddush is, even though the husband might be lighting for her in the house, and even though it's an ones, he wants the paskin like the day, and you see it in Mefurish over here, in Dibur Maskel V'yesh. Dibur Maskel V'yesh, and on the next page, Dibur Maskel Shachcha, even if the woman has an ones, even if the woman has an onus, she should still add a candle every Shabbos. She still add a candle for that time she had an onus. That's why he writes over here Isha no heges lahadik neir Shabbos kaminin ilada. Someone has a minhag to light the man for children. Ve'echad ha'yiladim niftar chas v'shalom. If one of the child dies, neir la'aniyas daiti shelo tifaches neir. You don't subtract a neir. Kiminag zek kinegim minin aleidos, because it goes about how many births she has. Ve'lo kinegim minin yiladim. The end of the krach l'negedin over here. He brings this out more meforish over here that it's going because she couldn't light candles that week, and therefore she adds a candle over here. Also, he brings the same Rishon as Amon Orbach, that one time there was a maisa that the husband lit for the wife, and Rishon as Amon Orbach says that filu hachi kansin like you still give her a knas. Therefore, Nevinson wants to pass it like they think it's the Mishnah Alachos, that even ba'ones a woman still adds a candle, and that's one of the reasons why women add for each child. Okay, as mentioned before, that the halakha should be in all the chadarim, should be in all the rooms. But once you have a little electric light going into the rooms, once you have a little electricity going into the rooms, that is good enough to fill this din. Therefore, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Mem Gimel, Halakha Laman Beis writes that when you turn on the lights before Shabbos, you should do it the Kavod Shabbos. When you turn on the lights, not just time you're turning on lights, they have lights for Shabbos. But it's a din in the Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore when you turn on the lights on Shabbos, even if you're putting it in the hallway, in the bathroom, wherever you're putting it on for Shabbos, you should be turning on the Kavod Shabbos. And even more so, which is a halacha that a lot of people don't know. And it's come about lately because of electric lights also. We'll see it also later on. That once she makbid, especially with the electric lights in the living room, where she's lighting candles, she should have a mind when she's lighting candle also on the electric lights that are in the living room. Therefore, she should light the candles and or then turn on the electric lights and be nichlal that in the bracha, or she should light candles and the husband should turn on the lights l'kavod Shabbos at the same time and have it part of all her lakas neiros. Because that's really what's bringing the Oneg Shabbos to the room, and that's also bringing Kavod Shabbos to the room, and that's bringing the main light source for the Suda. Therefore, if you're kolo that in the Lakas Neros, so that'll be part of the mitzvah. As opposed to if you don't, so it's just another light in the room, and it's got nothing to do with Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, that's the reason why you should combine it with the bracha when you light candles. Because really, electric lights, we'll see it later on, I don't want to get into it now, really electric lights, you could even make a bracha on electric lights. You could make a bracha and turn on electric light, as long as it's not fluorescent, really make her a din, you could do a Mosa Achronim hold like. However, we don't know what the minig is to light with oil or wax candles, whatever you do, that's a minig that should stay with the minig. However, you should include the electric lights in the bracha when they make the bracha. Mr. Bura Sivkan Dal writes that one is allowed to light from candle to candle. Mudullah Hadlik Miner Laner. You light one Shabbos candle to another Shabbos candle. Unlike Neros Chanukah, which we don't, but Neros Shabbos, you light a light from one candle to another candle. He says, also Lahadlik Kesam O'Ner Shal Chol Miner Shal Shabbos. But you can't take your match or another candle that you're not using for Neros Shabbos and light it from the Shabbos candle. Mishim Bizoi Mitzah. It's a Bizoi Mitzah. Even if you're taking the match to light another Shabbos candle, you're not allowed to take the match and light it from a Shabbos candle. You should light it either from the matchbox or from a near shulchan. Also, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Mem Gimel Lamed Ches writes, not only that, you should not also not if you're using wax candles, you should not take the bottom of the candle and burn the bottom with the near shulchan in order for it to stick better in the candelabra. You should not do that. That's also Bizui Mitzvah. Only if you're lighting the candle itself from candle to candle, then you're allowed to. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Echad Anoshim, Ve'echad Anoshim Chayiv L'Yos B'Vateim Nir Dalek B'Shabbos. Both men and women, they're chayiv to have in their houses lights lit for Shabbos. Afilu Ein Lo Ma Yochal, even if they don't have what to eat. Doesn't mean they have nothing to eat, because if they have nothing to eat, obviously, the chayiv B'Hem is more important, but they have very little. Show up, psachim, they should go knock on doors, lokeach shemen malik is in there, and get shemen in order to light Shabbos candles. Shezeh bichlal oneg Shabbosu. It's all part of oneg Shabbos. Gimel. Hanashim muzaris bo yoter. Nashim have a greater mitzvah, they're more commanded in the mitzvah of Allah's nurse. Shemineh shemetsuyas mebayis, because they are the ones who are more in the house. Ve'oski mitzarchi abayis, and they're osek in the tzarchi abayis. Another reason that is given why women are more commanded is because since Chava, when Chet Chava was Mechaba near Shalom, that distinguished the candle of the world. Therefore, they Davka are the ones who light Shabbos candles that brings the light to the world. And since also Adam also sinned in the sin, therefore that's the Al Pi Kabbalah, that's the reason why the man should prepare the candles for the woman to light. If they do not have enough money to buy both Shabbos and for Kiddush Hayom, near Shabbos is Kodim. They don't have enough both for near Shabbos and near Chanukah. Near Shabbos Kodim Mishum Shalom Bayis. Near Shabbos is more important because the Shalom Bayis ain't Shalom Bayis below near. Im ain't yado masagas liknos yain lekiddush liknos near Chanukah. Ain lekamen simin tuf reish ayin ches. If a woman is not in the house, then it's the husband's chiyuv to light for the house. And if the husband's not there, then it's on the female daughters before the male sons. And if there's no female daughters, then it's on the sons to light the Shabbos candles in the house. Okay. Siv Dalet. Lo yakdin l'maher l'adliko bo de yom gadol. One should not be in a hurry to light him while the day is still young. Shaz eino nikar shabad liko l'kavad Shabbos. Because if you're lighting it too early, and you're not accepting Shabbos at the same time, so it's not nikar that you're lighting the kavad Shabbos. V'gam lo yachar, you should not do it too late, obviously. If you want to light Shabbos candles early, ulakabel of Shabbos miyad, and accept Shabbos when you're lighting candles, rashai, then it's permissible. Kikaven shemekabel of Shabbos, since you're accepting Shabbos at the same time you're lighting candles, miyad einzo akdama, that's not considered early. As long as after Plaga Mincha, which we already saw last week, that before Plaga Mincha you can't accept Shabbos. Therefore, it has to be only after Plaga Mincha. Shusha Raviya Kodem Alai, that's 1.25 hours before the night time. Behind the comments, Simon Reish Samach Zayin. V'mayed Anir Dalok Miba Od Yom. If your candles are lit before Plaga Mincha, then you should blow them out and go back and light it again, Litzorach Shabbos. And therefore, once again, over here, we see the same thing. Even if your electric lights are on in the house before this time, you should shut them off and try and turn them back on. L'kavod Shabbos. Okay, there's an important Rav Nevin Sol here at Dibur Masel Ve'im. I don't want to get into the first part too much. We'll get into it later on. Das Admar Zal lo hayta nocha mitfilas arvis bodom yagadol mishum nochus. Rishon Zalman Arbach was not so into davening Marv early, just for it to be more comfortable. Could go and shlo yerdma yeladim, so the children don't go to sleep. Haisha in negres achabali kibbol Shabbos v'od yom gadol. That's what I want to see this for. A woman is not go after her husband in kibbol Shabbos v'od yom gadol. The husband decides he wants to accept Shabbos early, so the woman is not have to take away Shabbos at the same time as the husband. We'll see later on if the tzibur accepts Shabbos then early, that she's going after the tzibur, she has to follow the tzibur. But if her husband does it, she does not have to follow the husband. Therefore, it's possible that the husband could go to an early minyan on Erev Shabbos, and he could come back home already, and the wife could still be doing malacha. That's possible. That's shaykh to happen. She could even light candles after he comes home. So long as the tzibur did not accept Shabbos at that time. Sifei. That's the bracha. Echad ish ve'echad ish, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. Balik near shel Shabbos, not nirot, is because mikra din, you only need one candle. Gam b'yom tov tzarech levarach lahadik near shel yontov. Yom tov it's lahadik near shel yontov. But b'yom kippurim below Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur, and it's not full on Shabbos. Yesh mi she'omer shelo yivarach. There are those who say, not to make a bracha v'ayin l'kam and simen tevresh yud. And our minhag is to make a bracha. The Ramah adds, "Yesh misha omer shemavarach and kodom alaka, v'yesh misha omer shemavarach achar alaka." There's two dayas. One holds that you should make the bracha before you light candles. Why? Just like every other mitzvah, you do over la'asiyah son. You first make the bracha, then you do the alaka. You first make the bracha on the shofar, then you blow shofar. You first make the bracha on lulav and esrog, then you take lulav and esrog. Same thing over here. That's the first day. There are those who say you should make the bracha achar adlocha. Why do you make the bracha achar adlocha? Mishnah Berurah Kaf Zayin. Svir lei dim tivarech havikilu kiblo Shabbos v'feresh. If you make the bracha, it's like you accepted Shabbos. v'shuv asur lahadik, therefore be asur lahadik. Then came b'yantav, the lo shayach b'zeh kluyam, we'll get to the yantav in a minute. L'maisa, what do we do? So the Ramah says, after being down the 2 days, he says, k'deshi over l'asiyaso, lo yanem menu alach arbacha. According to the second day, he also has to get over l'asiyasan. How does it be over l'asiyasan? He says, do not get hana from the candle until after the bracha. Therefore, they masiman ayad lifnei aner achar lacha muvarchin. Therefore, they put their hand, the Ramah says, they put it in front of the candle until they make the bracha. V'achakach misalkin ayad, and then they take away their hand. V'zat mikri over l'asiyasan v'chein amina. And that's considered over l'asiyasan since they do not get the hana until after they make the bracha. The minig for, at least for Ashkenazic women, and that's where Sephardim might make the bracha afterwards, but Ashkenazic women is that they cover their eyes. By the way, I don't think there's any makor for this thing that the women do. I'm not sure why they do that. The whole waving of the hands. But they're supposed to put their hand over their eyes as quickly as possible so they don't see the candle. But, what? Okay, but either put it in front of the candle or put it over your eyes so you don't see the candle. That motion, probably there was a fly in front of some Robinson at one time and she was waving her hand. I'm not sure. But anyways, okay. So anyways, that's the lacha. That's what Ashkenazic women do. They light the candles, they put their hands over their eyes, and then they make the bracha, and then they remove their hands. They remove their hands at that point. Okay, but what about a man, when a man lights candles? When a man's lighting candles, the Bir Halacha brings out 2 days. Bir Halacha, Divrei Masla, Acher Hadlaka. Brings out a machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Chayi Adam. Magen Avram holds that lo plug, a man should also do the same thing as a woman and light afterwards. Light before they make the bracha. They hold that the men should know, since we'll see later on that halakas neres, they're not mekabel Shabbos when they light candles, therefore they could do the normal way of making the bracha and the lighting, and that's how Shmir Shabbos Kilchus Paskins, that the man lights makes the bracha and then lights the candles. On Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah we saw before in Sikon Kav Zayin brings down to opinion, because really the second opinion doesn't shaykh on Yontif, since you could light candles on Shabbos from an existing flame anyways, so therefore there's no problem of maybe she accepted Yontif right, therefore she can't light candles. Therefore it should be l'kuli alma, she should light candles, she should make the bracha first and then light candles. However, the Magen Avram writes that because of a low plug, we don't like the woman to get mixed up between Yontif and Shabbos and start getting confused, they should always just make the bracha first. Light the candles first, and then make the bracha. He brings up a harbi achorim tzvilu kamosha katav mitchila. Many achorim hold that they should do the opposite on Yontif and do it the normal way. And therefore, basically, women could do whatever they want. If they think they're going to get confused, then they should do the same thing they do on Shabbos. If they think they're going to remember, they could do like the harbi achorim and make the bracha first, and then light candles. Okay. Okay, Sivs Vav and Zayin, this goes back to our introduction. So, before we do Sivs Vav and Zayin, we have to understand the Metzias. We have to understand that we have to look into each case and know if, number one, they've fulfilled their Chovas Aguf. Number two, they've fulfilled Kavod Shabbos. Number three, if they've fulfilled Oneg Shabbos. Lamaisa, everyone, we said before, has a Chovas Aguf. Everyone has to light Shabbos candles. However, normally when you're in the house, so your mother or wife, she fulfills your chovas aguf for you. She's motzi you in your chovas aguf. And the same thing applies if you're living at home and you go away for a Shabbos, she still fulfills your chovas aguf, according to Rosh Hashanah and Orbach. She still fulfills your chovas aguf. Even though you're not lamaisa at home this Shabbos, since that's your kavua place and she's laying in your house, you're still yotzei through her hadlakas neiros. But that only works for the Chovas Aguf. That only works for the Chovas Aguf. However, if you're in a place, you're going for Shabbos, in that house, there's no light. Or in your room, there's no light. There's no light coming in. Therefore, you have a Chiyav from Oneg Shabbos. Your Oneg Shabbos is not fulfilled, therefore you have a chiyuv Oneg Shabbos to light candles, and therefore you'd have to light candles with a bracha in that room. And that's Pshat and Siv Vav. Bachurim ahochin lo chutz lebeita. A bachur was learning outside his house. Srichin lahadik ner Shabbos v'chadram. They have to light candles in the cheder, ulevarech alav, and to make a bracha on it. And if you look in Mishnah Bura, Sivkon Laman, it says the big bracha. Why? The halakas ner chova mishum shalom bayis lo yikashel be'etzo be'evin. It's an order for shalom bayis for oneg Shabbos. They should have light in his room, and therefore Reb Nevin Tzal writes in Dibur Masal Tzrichim in Eim Sham or b'makom achar. This is all talking about if there's no light coming from another place. But if he has a light coming in from another place, he's fulfilled his chova saguf. He's fulfilled his oneg Shabbos, and therefore he does not need to make a bracha on this candle lighting. Someone is with his wife, does not have to make a bracha in his cheder. She's lighting in the same house. She's already going to fulfill his chiyuv. That's pshat in Siv Vav. In Siv Zayin, it's a different mitzvah. Siv Zayin is talking about a case where you're going away and your wife is not lighting for you in your house. Therefore, even if you have lights in your house, even if you have lights in your room, you don't have a problem with Oneg Shabbos. You have going to be lights at the Suda, there's not a problem with Kavod Shabbos. Nevertheless, since your wife is not lighting for you in your house, you have a problem with your Chovas Aguf, she's not being motzi you in your Chovas Aguf. And therefore, you have to be yotzi your Chovas Aguf. And therefore, that's why he says in Siv Zayin, "O Reash Shein Lo Cheder Miuchad, V'Gam Ein Madlikin Olav Bevei." So they're not lighting for him in his house. Sarichli Shtatei V'Pruta. Either he has to light his own candles, or he has to Mishtatei V'Pruta. He has to join in the candle lighting of the Baal HaBayis. If he's coming for free, Rav Nevin Tzal says in the bottom, then he does not have to Mishtatei V'Pruta. Just like his room and board is free, so too the candles are also coming in for free. They could also be Mizachem, Zakem, and the Shemin to be part of their candle lighting also. That would work also. This is all if you're going away for a Shabbos or two. That's when Rosh Shlomo Zalman has the heter that you could be part of your mother's Halakas Neros. But if someone is going away for a long period of time, like for instance, you guys in Yeshiva or a seminary girl, anything like that, then your Chovas Aguf is not fulfilled by your mother. Therefore, what do we do in Yeshiva? How does it work in Yeshiva? So, for Oneg Shabbos, as long as you have a light in your hallway, light in the hallways on, so you have light coming to your room when you want, when you open the door, you don't have a problem Oneg Shabbos. The only problem is your Chovas Aguf. You have no one lighting for you. So therefore, what's supposed to happen is, there should be one set of candles that are supposed to be lit in Yeshiva by the Chadar Ochel, and everyone is mitzarf automatically in those candles since you give tuition to the Yeshiva, you pay for Schar Limud, therefore you automatically have a chelak in the candles also, and therefore one person should be lighting, and everyone's yotzei through that lighting. And since you also have lights on in the Chadar Ochel also, you have no problem with Odek Shabbos, you have no problem with Kavod Shabbos also over there. For a whole Shabbos, it could be you would have to.
What if you give them a gift?
They could be mizaki in the halakas neros also. It could be that even over here, just like the mother when you're in the house fulfills your chovas aguf. It could be that us in the yeshiva, since we're all considered like one family, that also fulfills your chovas aguf over there. I'm not sure about that. Okay, Steve Chas, we only have 5 minutes. Bezo gimel bali batim ochlim v'makom echad. If you have two or three baal batim eating in one place, yesh omrim shekol echad mevarachem menorah shelo. There are those who say each person has to light their own candle and make a bracha on it. Veish megam megim medaver. Those say you cannot do this. Why can't you do this? So lamin vav. Taman de lahach yesham or meruba zneros yidlikul rishon. Since you already have light from the first candles, therefore they say you cannot make a bracha on it. V'nochon lizar, the Machaber says, b'savik brachos. Nochon lizar b'savik brachos. V'lo yovarach ela echad. And the right thing to do, according to the Machaber, is only one person lights and has in mind everyone else. Although the Ramal says, aval anu ain't noagin kain. The Mishnah of the Ramal is passing that everyone lights their own candles. Everyone lights their own candles. Therefore, if someone's going to another person's house and they're staying in another person's house, according to Ashkenazim, everyone can light their own candles, even if they're side by side, they're right next to each other. Everyone lights their own candles. As opposed to Svardim, only the first person is allowed to make a bracha. The other person, people are not allowed to make a bracha. Therefore, if there's a Svardi with Ashkenazim, the best thing to do is let the Svardi light first, so he can make a bracha, and then afterwards have the Ashkenazim light, and because they could also make a bracha even after one person lights. Also, it's nachon if possible, even for Ashkenazim. Rav Nevinsel points out in Divrei Rassel of Nachon Lazar. No, not that one. Lo Yivarchu. He says, "L'chor ayatov shi d'legano yachad o miyad zu charzu v'tavarach acha v'totzi et kulan." In order to be yotze the day of the mechaber, it's also best for one person. In this case, also one everyone light and one person to make the bracha for everyone and light together. It's not always shaykh, and therefore for Ashkenazim, you can go ahead and make the bracha even if it's not like this. And this is another very important reason. Another reason why, once again, you should shut off the lights in the living room before Hadlakas Neiros. Before Hadlakas Neiros, you shut off the lights in the living room, and then only light them after Hadlakas Neiros. Why? To be choshish for this other sheet of the Mechaber, that when there's already light in the room, you're not supposed to be lighting candles. You're not allowed to make a bracha. And therefore, it's best to also, once again, from over here, to light the Neiros Chashmal afterwards. What about in a hotel? So a hotel also is going to be the nafkamina between the sif also. Svardim are going to have a problem. You have hotels, most hotels don't let you light in the rooms. They light in the rooms so you can light in the rooms. But if not, they both usually have a central location where everyone's allowed to light. So once again, Svardim cannot make a bracha on this. Once the first candles are lit, you can no one else can light after that. Ashkenazim, however, and since it's mostly for Kavod Shabbos, the best thing for it to be, the candles should be next to where people are eating dinner, and everyone could go ahead and light candles in that place. What? So if there's no candles, say so you're going away, it's not like in Israel, the hotel where a lot of people are Shomer Shabbos, you're going away and there's no candles, let's say, or they don't let you light candles in the hotel anywhere. So the best thing to do is open up a light in the room, the Kavod Shabbos, and according to the many posts, allow you to light a bracha on the lighting room. You could even make a bracha on the nearest chashmal, as long as it's not a fluorescent light, as long as it's a regular light bulb, you could go ahead and make a bracha according to Rove posting. And the best thing, if not, then just turn on a light, the Kavod Shabbos, the best you can possibly do. All right, let me just finish here, and then they'll take questions then. Okay, Siv Tess. If someone is lighting candles in the corners of the house and they're eating the chatzar, they're not eating anywhere near where the candles are lit. If the candles are not long enough and they won't last until the nighttime, it'll be a bracha levatola. Since they're not going to get any enough from the candles, part of the chovas seguf is to get some enough from the candles. Therefore, you're not going to get any enough from the candles. Therefore, it'll be a bracha levatola if they're not going to get. Therefore, I didn't talk about this before. I missed that. Anyway, so therefore, what happens if you're going away for a Friday night dinner? You're going away for Friday night dinner. Where should the woman light? She lights in her own house? She should light in her own house? Or she light where they're going to eat? So Sephardim should definitely light in their own house. They should light in their own house. But basically, according to Rav Nevinsel, you have both options. You can do either one. But if you're lighting in your house, if you're lighting your house before you're going to dinner Friday night, so therefore she has to do one of two things. Either she has to stay in her house until it's close to dark, and therefore she's going to get enough for the Neiros at that point, or they have to be enough oil or long enough candles that they're still going to be lit by the time she comes back. By the time she's coming back in order to fulfill this din. And if she wants, she could go ahead, she has a woman for sure, could go ahead and light in the other people's house. That would be Beseder Gomer. Some people say in order to fulfill the thing that lights will still be on when they the lights will still be going when they come back. For Berkowitz thought you could be makel even on the Neiros Chashmal, even on the electric lights, since Mikra Adin electric lights is good enough. So if you include the electric lights in your Hadlakas Neiros, as long as the electric lights are still on when you get back, that would be good enough. Rav Nevinsel was not so excited about it, but remember Berkowitz did say that as a sad to be makel. So I guess we'll stop here. Halakas Erev Neiros ends at Sif Yud. It's a very important Sif Yud. We'll end that next week. And we'll continue in Reish Tam Yom.
Last one about electric lights.
Yeah.
He said he can't be able to pull by them.